Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, Senior IT Pro Evangelist John Baker previews for us the latest System Center Configuration Manager 2012 Virtual Lab. Learn how you can become familiar with SCCM 2012 as you navigate around its console and test out its new capabilities for yourself. TechNet Virtual Labs allow you to quickly and easily try out Microsoft's newest products for free in 90 minutes or less. No complex setup or installation required. John, the mic is yours.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is John Baker with TechNet Radio. And today I'm going to be talking to you about a great resource if you're an IT pro that will help you with learning products. It's called the TechNet Virtual Labs. And if you haven't seen this resource before, it's really good because what it does is it gives you the ability to do some learning, do some testing without having to build out the infrastructure, because the infrastructure is already out there in the cloud for you to use. So let me show you how you can get to these TechNet Virtual Labs. And specifically what I'm going to look at today is System Center Configuration Manager 2012. So give me a few seconds. I'm going to share my desktop and you'll see the TechNet Virtual Lab website. So here you can see I'm on the TechNet Virtual Labs website, and right now I've actually connected or linked to the Introduction to System Center Configuration Manager 2012. So what this, it's about a 75-minute lab, and the great thing about it is you don't need to do any installation, you don't need to do any setup. You're just going to click on this, the virtual lab, and it will take us straight in and will start up the virtual machines for us. There's also a lab guide that you can use that will step you through looking at the various things. And what you'll do in this lab, there's really four areas that you're going to cover in this virtual lab. First, you're going to get a good understanding of the Configuration Manager 2012 console terminology. So that the lab will take you through that. The next thing you'll do is the lab will navigate you around the new Configuration Manager console, and you'll be able to see some of the great new features that System Center Configuration Manager 2012 is bringing to the table. Then it will take a look, or it will take a look at the search and filter capabilities in Configuration Manager 2012. And then finally, it will take a good look at the Configuration Manager 2012 features that are in the actual Beta 2 release. So this lab, you're actually seeing early products. So you're actually looking at the Beta 2 version of System Center Configuration Manager 2012. So let me click on this and we'll go straight into the lab, and I'll do a quick overview or a quick demonstration in the lab itself. Okay, so here we are at the launch page. So you can see I've chosen the Introduction to System Center Configuration Manager 2012. Let me click on the Launch Virtual Lab button. You can see there right in the middle of the screen. So once I click on that, it actually starts up and starts preparing the lab for us. So these are virtual machines that are being run on a Hyper-V. So it's bringing up the virtual machine that I need, which is a System Center Configuration Manager 2012 Beta 2 virtual machine. So once this machine is up, I'll step us through the console and we'll take a quick look at what you're going to see when you go through this lab yourself.
Okay, so you can see here the lab is now loaded. So that means it's booted up the virtual machine that I need to do this lab. And what I have here is a remote desktop connection. So let me connect to that lab server so that we can view this machine. So I'll close this window here. And you can see here it's not connected to the machine that I want. So I'm going to right click and do a connect server. And there you can see it's going to automatically log me on. Okay, so you can see I'm logged on. But before I go in and take a look at the virtual machine, let's just take a look over here on the right-hand side of this virtual lab interface. You can see up here we can select which section we want to go to. There's actually four sections in this lab. There's the first section, which is the overview of Configuration Manager 2012. The second section is exploring the Configuration Manager 2012 admin console. The third section is searching and filtering with the Configuration Manager console. And then finally, exploring Configuration Manager 2012 features. So those are the four sections of the lab itself. You'll also notice over on the right-hand side here, we have two ways of downloading the lab manual. There's an actual lab manual that you can follow step by step and go through this lab. And so you can either get it in PDF format or you can get it in HTML format. So let's switch over to the virtual machine. What I'm going to do is I'm going to click on Start and bring up my Configuration Management console. So once the console comes up, I'm simply going to go through how the layout of the Configuration Manager console is now. One thing to note with Configuration Manager 2012 is that the console is now using the Common System Center Framework console as the admin console. We're no longer relying on MMC as we did with Configuration Manager 2007, and in fact, we did that with SMS 2003 as well. So this is using the new System Center Framework for the admin console. So you can see my admin console is up. So let's start over on the bottom left-hand side. So the main part, or the bottom left-hand side of the console, is down here. We've got four bars, and this is called the workspace. And the workspace is, provides high-level features or topics. So in this case here, we've got the high-level feature or topic of administration, software library, monitoring, and assets and compliance. So based on whatever we've got selected down in the workspace, if you look just above, the administration, navigation pane, and you can see I've got administration selected, so we can see the kind of things that you would be seeing in the administration pane. So if I click on site hierarchy, this is where we do our discovery methods, our boundaries, our boundary groups, etc. That's where we do all our configuration for our site hierarchy. So if I switch down to software library, watch how the navigation pane changes, because now what it will be is that the context is now software library, so we can see we've got three folders there: application management, software update management, and operating system management. Then if I come down to monitoring, you can see it changes yet again, and here we have all the information related to the configuration of monitoring on our System Center Configuration Manager 2012 machine. And then finally at the bottom, I'll just click on Assets and Compliance and show you what comes up there. So we've got users, devices, user collections, device collections, etc. So very, very easy to navigate. So one more thing before I go. So we've got the bottom left is the workspace. Above that is the navigation pane. The next thing I want to point out is at the very top. And the very top is the ribbon. And that contains a set of actions or tasks that are related to the selected navigation pane node. So based on what navigation pane you have up here and what you've selected will depend on what you're going to see in the ribbon. And then to the right, and taking up the bulk of the screen or the bulk of the console here, is the actual results pane. And this is contains or displays the objects based on the node or the item that you've got selected over in your navigation pane. So right now, for example, if I click on users, it will change our results pane over here to see the users or the related users on our config manager domain environment. So let me just click back to administration up here again. So for example, if I click on site hierarchy as I did before, you can see it comes up with all the different areas. And if I drill down, oops, there we go. If I click on discovery methods, you'll see in the results pane, we have all the various, as we've had before, we have all the various different types of discovery that we can use in Configuration Manager itself. You'll notice also that we have a search box, and when you do this lab, you'll learn a little bit about the search box, because you can do searches and then you'll get the results of those searches will appear in the results pane there. So let me finish off by telling you, go ahead and sign up or just connect to the virtual lab. You can go through this and you can learn all about System Center Configuration Manager 2012. You can learn the new console. The great thing about this virtual lab environment is you don't have to go and install a server and then go and install the System Center Configuration Manager 2012 software and then do configurations of things. This is already pre-populated for you. All you need to do is to connect to the virtual lab site, click on Start the Virtual Lab, and it will come up for you with the machine already pre-configured. And you can step through the lab, or you can just poke around and do your own thing here. So it's a great pre-configured environment for you to do some learning and to do some testing on the new products, or in fact, any products that we have out in our virtual lab, in this case, specifically Configuration Manager 2012. So thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy using the lab, and let me know how it goes. Thank you.